Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How are we today?
Good.
Feeling good?
Yeah, fresh. Not bad. You smell like smoke.
Sorry, Jade. I've just noticed something.
Yeah.
You are wearing the exact same outfit as yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, your skimmy, what are they called?
Jeggings.
Why is this a surprise to you guys?
And your Kmart Christmas shirt.
It shouldn't be.
Question for you. Mm. Do your jeggings stink?
No, they
around
don't.
The lady area?
No. I always do the sniff test.
What, every morning?
Oh, like, by tomorrow, I'll give it a good sniff and see.
So you give it 3 days and then you go, maybe it'll smell, maybe it won't. Let's
yeah.
see.
Well, the thing is that I don't believe I break a sweat. I know I don't. You're a sweaty man, so I know, Maddie, you find it a bit difficult to comprehend. But, like, I get home, I take my clothes off. I get into my comfy home clothes.
Which is nothing, let's face it.
Yeah.
You hate clothes at home.
It's true. And why would I wash and put another cycle on, which isn't necessary, and waste water when my clothes aren't dirty?
Just how lazy you really are, because you wore that outfit from 5 a.m. yesterday, and I was with you until about 3 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah.
And so that's a good, solid time amount of time
10
to
hours.
Be wearing.
Yeah, but then it airs out overnight.
Yeah.
What do you hang it on? Hang it on a nice hanger or something?
No, I hang it on the...
over the back of the chair?
No. In the bathroom with the towel rack. I hang it on the towel rack because I have hooks for my towels on the wall. So I don't
use the towel rack.
So I don't use the towel rack.
Also,
airing clothes.
Saying that you don't sweat is like saying you don't shit. Like, I just don't buy that.
Yeah, but you're a sweaty man.
Yep.
So I know, you know, I don't. I'm not a sweater. I'm one of those blessed people that don't sweat a lot.
Can we do a sniff test on you now? Not there.
Of my crutch.
No. I'm talking like under the arms. I'll sniff it.
If you want. No, because you'll ham it up and say, ooh.
No, honest to God, come around. Let me sniff test
you're
you.
Going to be an honest opinion?
100%.
Okay.
Look, can I sniff first?
No.
I want to see, because I want to judge if you're right or not.
Okay.
All right, that's reasonable.
Well, Crevo's come back here. No, you're not sniffing around.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think All right.
Come
I think
on
I'm
around.
Passable.
Come on over.
All right.
I can't believe I'm sniffing your armpits. This is a new low, but that's okay. Here we go.
I can.
You ready?
And I just took a jacket off.
What am I doing? I instantly regret this.
I don't think I sprayed Nivea.
Okay, next one.
Yeah, okay. It's Nivea.
Yeah, it's okay.
See? Told ya.
Fascinating.
I'm proud of you for not hamming it up.
Oh, God.
Do you want me to sniff yours?
Yeah, I did put deodorant on today. You got me the Aldi deodorant, which I'm using, which you said is amazing. It smells like Paco Rabanne 1 million, but I don't think it's that good. Hang on. Let me take my jacket off.
Oh, this is going to be interesting. Maddie looks so awkward.
Hamish in the newsroom is like sitting there in plain view. All right, let's do this. Hang on. Oh, yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Oh, you got really close.
Yeah. Ready?
Oh, that
one's... Obviously, you put your shirt on and then you've sprayed the deodorant.
Have another sniff.
One's better than the other. So I think one of your armpits got a better dousing. Your left.
So that's fine, that one.
Yeah, your left armpit smells good, but your right armpit, I think you
just bit of DO. Just a little bit?
Yeah.
Not too bad.
You're sweating. See, Crevo, see the sweat patch?
Yeah. See, I have to, go back to the seat.
Oh, Crevo, this will be interesting.
Do you want us to sniff you? Will you let us sniff your armpits?
Let Jade sniff you. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Part
look,
of the team.
Take
the jacket off. Okay, is Quivo, does Crevo.
I think I've got a bit of sweat going on, actually. Yeah, that's
this is.
This is.
I got a sweat.
We are
patch
really
today.
Close.
This is stinkies.
Not great, is it?
Yeah, you're.
A little bit.
But you actually have sweet smelling
sweat. All those pheromones.
Your man's scent isn't like
too bad.
Nasty.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
You're welcome.
See, the problem I have, and
it's Crevo. It's sort of sexy. You actually don't have a bad male scent.
It's because this jacket
yeah.
is not thick enough. So if I'm too cold, I sweat. That's what it is. I'm in here. I'm too cold, that means. Do you know, I need a thicker jacket.
Wow. Do you know what, though? You use the all-natural deodorant, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
The Sukin, is it?
Sometimes it's not as good. Mm. Like it doesn't yeah. last the whole day, the Sukin.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've got Nivea at the moment. Mm, it's nice. Okay. I think it's nice.
I used
nice.
To use the Rexona.
Yeah.
And it like the antiperspirant.
Blocked up your pores.
Made me sweat more.
Really?
No good. Quick yeah.
question, Jay.
You've got to really, but at the end of the day, you really need to wash your armpits with
oh,
soap.
Yeah. I definitely
get it,
do
get
that.
All the aluminium out.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
Who do you think, like, who's like smellier out of Creva or myself
oh,
today?
I don't want to offend anybody.
It's me, isn't it?
You are, yeah.
That's all right.
You're.
I am a sweaty guy. I sweat more.
Yeah.
And I'm losing weight at the moment.
Today, though, don't I?
Yeah, you're sweating as well. Is it because, should you guys take your jackets off? Are you
no,
hot?
I'm too cold.
Really?
Yeah, if I'm cold, I sweat. Huh. Not more than the hot, almost.
How
well, there we go. There's the title for today's podcast. They sniffed each other's armpits.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Enjoy the show.
Bye.
See ya. Time's up.
You got 30 seconds. You ready? The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right. Let's get started. Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw over the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Nobos.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
I love this. Jade just set us some rules before the show started. She's like, okay, remember, eye contact. Eye contact.
Look into my eyes.
Ooh, I'll put a spell on you.
Do you have a problem mostly with me or Crevo when it comes to eye contact? Mostly Crevo.
No.
Always looking down at his laptop.
Yeah, you know, just doing research for the show and stuff.
Oh,
no
please.
Big deal.
No, you don't. You're such a liar. You're there tapping away with your buy, swap, and sell.
Oh, as
looking
if.
At real estate.
On the company dime,
yeah.
Crevo.
Well, you know.
Ring the shame bell, Jay.
Yeah,
oh,
shame,
go on.
Crevo.
Go on.
Shame.
You're
show
telling,
comes first.
You're telling
show
me never did
first.
A little online shopping over there?
Millionaire Mark.
Oh, look at
Mark.
This tap dancing video I've brought up. Brilliant.
Millionaire Mark, always making a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
So true.
Don't be jealous.
Oh, guys, I tell you what, I was the Christmas Grinch in the car yesterday on the way to work with Jade. She's playing her Christmas carols. I'm like,
yep.
Ugh. Couldn't think of anything worse.
But today.
Today, singing along.
Different
yeah, you're
story.
Enjoying
she's
them.
Hooked me. You put your tree up last night, yeah?
Yeah, I did. I put the
well,
Christmas
that's
tree
too early.
Up. No.
Bad luck.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, God.
No. COVID.
You're wanting some bad luck, are you?
No. It's going to bring good luck.
You're a superstitious person.
Yeah,
I'm surprised you did
me
it.
Me too.
COVID has turned everything topsy-turvy this year. So if I can put up a Christmas tree and, you know, be happy and jolly, then good.
You may be surprised to hear this.
Yep.
I have actually beaten you to putting up the Christmas tree.
I am surprised
what
to hear that.
What on earth is going on?
I don't know. That's a bit wild.
For some reason, Hamish, I just imagine you having some regal 9-foot beautiful-looking Christmas
Douglas
tree in the den.
Yeah. Pretty impressive tree, I got to say.
Do you have a
7
picture?
Foot. Seven
I
want
to have a. I want to have a. Take a picture for us.
I've got pictures.
Oh, excellent. Oh.
Is it a real tree?
No, it's not a real tree.
Let's
no, unfortunately. We're tempted, though.
Yeah, the smell of pine needles wafting
let's
through
let's
the air.
Let's have a tree off. I wonder whose tree looks better, Jade's or Hamish's.
Oh, no.
It's not a competition.
I'm
everything
pretty
is
sure
a competition
it is.
With you, darling.
No.
I'm pretty sure it is.
There's a line with certain things.
Yeah, there's those that are above the line in quality of tree and those that are below the line.
Have you got
line.
A picture of yours, Jade?
Yeah,
take a picture.
Okay.
Show us the picture.
Come
let's
on, I knew you would. I'm surprised it's not been on your Instagram story yet.
Mm.
Yeah. Missed opportunity there.
No, sorry, it'll be timed for
a
certain
let's have
time.
The final product is in the dark, so you can't quite see it. But
Jade, you've got holy competition.
Well, I can't see it.
It looks like Santa. It looks like a tree Santa would have in his house.
He'd be proud to call that his own.
Well, it's probably. I can't find that.
Oh, suddenly. All of a sudden, you can't find it.
Righto. Well, guys, Lads versus Lasses is coming up after this. So we have. Oh.
This is an amazing prize. We've got a lunch or dinner for four at the Cahiba Sports Club.
We went there yesterday.
Amazing food.
They've just done renovations.
It's so good.
So nice.
Smells excellent. Like you get the waft of leather when you walk in. So if
like
you
new car
loved-
smell, but like a new club smell.
Yeah. It's really good. So if you want to win that amazing voucher, call us now, 131009, to play our Ultimate Battle of the Sexes game. We're looking for a male and a female to go head-to-head.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Lads
versus lasses.
Yeah, we love this game where the lads and lasses go head-to-head. I believe the guys are on 35 and the lasses are on 34.
Yeah, we are.
This morning. So we really need a female to take on Safi this morning.
Jade, you asked this guy's name like 20 times.
I couldn't understand.
It's an unusual name.
Hello, sir. What's your actual name?
Craig.
But you were telling me it was Staffy like the dog, yeah?
Yeah, Staffy, that's my nickname.
Yeah, oh,
right. That's what you'd be known for around North Rothbury, right?
Hey, Staffy.
Long time name.
Oh, good. What's up for today, Staffy? Off to work?
No, mate, I have heaps of cleaning to do.
Oh, no.
I'm living the dream. I'm living in an old red vat with paint carries off the grid.
Oh, wow, cool.
Up at the moment. So, yeah, for hopes that the boys are coming over to help. So they'd be beer drunk and et cetera, et cetera. So good,
man.
Living in an old train carriage. You're living the life.
I love that.
Living the dream.
All right, let's crack into these questions. Number one for you. A chemical peel is generally done on what part of the body?
A chemical what, sorry?
A chemical peel.
It's a beauty treatment.
Face.
Correct.
Wow. You gave him help.
Oh,
If the girls need help, I can give them a
clue. All right. Now, number two, Shelley Craft co-hosts which Channel 9 reality show?
Oh.
Shelley Craft.
One.
Oh, yeah. The block.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
You're living in a carriage. You ain't watching the block.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, number three. Which actress plays Margaret Thatcher in the latest season of The Crown?
I've got no idea.
Gillian Anderson. Very good. Well, one right on the board.
Yeah, so hold the line and we're going to go to our female now. You're at the Novos.
Hello.
Hi, how you going?
Hey, good. Who's this?
It's Mel.
Mel, how are you this morning?
Thanks.
All right, now you need to get two correct this morning in order to walk away with that meal for four at Cahiba Sports. Let's do it. Question one. In concreting, what is a power float?
Sorry, can you say that again?
In concreting, what is a power float?
Power float?
Yeah.
Something to smooth the concrete out with.
Oh, that is correct. Boom. Question number two for you. Jarvis Walker is famous for making what for the win?
Fishing rods.
Oh, absolutely correct. Well done.
Mel, hold the line. I'll get your details. And you're walking away with a Cahiba Sports Club voucher.
Four people. It's delicious. Have the chicken burger, Mel. It's amazing.
No drama. I'll try it.
Oh, happy days.
Good job.
Lads vs. Lasses back tomorrow. Now, end of the year, Crevo, of course. We're getting tight here because the Lasses, we're now even. 35 apiece. Put the gold star up for the Lasses, Jay.
So, of course, we've been discussing on the show, what do we do for the losing sex?
Yeah.
Or the winning sex, perhaps.
So we've got to make this interesting.
Interesting ideas have been thrown about here.
And one involving a whole bunch of hair. All right, I'm just going to leave you with that. Let your imagination run wild. What kind of punishment would involve a whole bunch of hair?
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Of course, Lads versus Lasses has been running for quite some time now, and, you know, the scores are tied up right now, 35 apiece. And we were talking yesterday about how to make it a bit more interesting.
No, well, we only have 18 shows left until the end of the year, so this thing has got to come to a head very soon.
Yeah, so we were discussing what can the losing sex need to do. Of course, we have Lads
lads and a lass on the team.
Yeah.
So there can be some sort of, like, punishment dialed up. The crazy idea came out, and I don't know where it came from, was to find, like, Newcastle's hairiest person, get them waxed, and then glue the waxing strips to a jacket that the losing sex has to wear around town.
Oh, it's so gross.
I mean, it's a whack idea.
Yeah.
13-10-09, is this too crazy or disgusting, or should this go ahead?
So, just clarifying. So, we're going to get a real hairy human in here.
Probably a guy, let's face it.
We're then going to get...
We'll take a hairy woman as well. Of course. I mean, I'm into that.
We're going to get a beautician in. They're going to wax him.
Yep.
And we're going to get a hot glue gun and glue those waxing strips onto a jacket.
Like an evening coat, you know, like a nice dinner jacket.
So there'll be bits of hair and wax flapping in the wind.
So where would we wear this said jacket?
I don't know, up and down the promenade at Merriweather or something? Or Bar Beach or something like that?
A couple hours.
You know what?
I was thinking dinner in it.
Is this really... Are we really doing
well,
this?
Well, other we're open to other ideas that the losing team would have to do, like as a punishment.
Oh, we're going to have to put that out there. I think people will have some sick ideas for us to do.
Yeah.
For the losing sex.
Maybe we could even put like a poll on Facebook.
Now, that's a possibility. So have a think about it, right? We're just throwing it out. We've got 18 shows.
We've got some phones ringing. Hang on.
Right.
New FM, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Katie. How are you?
That takes Homecraft to the next level. That's a bit gross, guys.
You're saying too gross.
Oh, I think it's hilarious, but also gross, and maybe not COVID safe. What about skydiving or bungee jumping or something?
Oh, they sound like fun.
Katie, that's all you really want to go skydiving. You commented on a post not long ago.
It's the best. But also, it doesn't have gross hair all everywhere, so I'm for that, for sure.
Do you know what? It's a very... what I like about the jacket, right, it's very local.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
and it's very gross. Like, you know, you're going to have someone's DNA all over you and everywhere,
Katie,
in Newcastle.
Yeah, it's pretty foul.
Katie, it's not meant to be a pleasant experience.
why don't we like get Jade's dog hair and put that on a jacket? I mean, it's ready to go.
Well, that's true.
Well, she does call us dogs sometimes. Oh, there you go.
And there's red.
It's a compliment, really, because I love dogs. So
that's true. All
thanks,
right,
Katie.
We've got another call.
Yeah.
Here we go.
New FM. Hello.
How you going, mate?
Hey, how are ya? Trev, is it?
Good. Yes, I'm good, man.
Oh, good, mate. Now, what do you think the losing sex should be made to do at the end of the year? Last show.
Okay. We've all heard of a kissing booth, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's go down a similar line. Let's have a booth put on Bar Beach, and let's go down there and cream pies in the face.
Oh, cream pies to the face.
Yeah, get a bakery or something on board.
Oh, thanks, Trev. That's a good one.
That's actually not bad.
I like
you
that.
You could do even, like, water balloons, because it'll be hot in summer, so that's
true.
Actually okay.
New FM, who's this?
Oh, it's anonymous.
Hi, anonymous.
A little bit rude. No, you've got to take this off here, mate. This is just breakfast radio station, mate.
All right.
No good anonymous.
Oh, so she doesn't like the idea of body wax on hot strips.
Okay.
Why not?
So that's one option, and the other option we've had is cream pies to the face.
Do you
face.
Want to talk to her off air? Just take the call, Jade, now.
What,
take it live.
Now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just see what she wants.
Okay, hold on. What line is she on? 10?
Line 10.
Okay.
Hello, Jade speaking.
I wonder what she wants. No.
Turn Jade's mic down.
It is. At least she warned us. Oh, we'll see what happens next. News time, next to New FM. It's 6:26. She obviously has a filthy idea.
Yeah,
we'll take
obviously.
All items.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Oh, guys, this is huge. I love it when the bosses spring something on us that we just didn't know was coming our way. This
prize
is massive.
Prize-wise. Oh, good.
This is for you. We're giving away Channing Tatum's Magic Mike live tickets. It's going to be held at the Entertainment Quarter at Sydney. early Jan, and we have a ton of tickets to give away.
So basically, it doesn't stop there, I hear, Jade.
No.
We will send you and five mates in a stretch Hummer to the show from Newcastle to Sydney, and it'll bring you back as well.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
From your front door straight to the entertainment centre's front
back.
Door. And back.
So we are giving people a chance to get in the draw?
Absolutely. So starting right now and all this week, you can get your name in the draw. We are going to do a Magic Mike Blitz. They've called it the Naughty List.
I love that.
If you want to get on the standby list, we're going to do our very first Magic Mike Blitz right now. The lines are open, 13 10 09. Call if you want to get your name in the draw for that.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
So exciting, guys.
I can't believe
this. Possibly one of the best prizes in Newcastle right now. The Magic Mike Live VIP experience. We have your ticket.
105.3 UFM.
Channing Tatum's Magic Mike Live
from December 17 at the Entertainment Quarter, Sydney.
That's right. You and five friends could be heading down to Sydney in a stretch Hummer from your door right up to the very entrance of Channing Tatum's Magic Mike Live. This is huge. He's put this together. He's choreographed the whole thing. If you want to know the moves of Channing Tatum in the bedroom, ladies, this is the event you want to see.
Yeah, big shout out to Chase Limousines, our mates. We've worked with them before. They are super professional. They'll come to your front door, pick you and your girlfriends up and drive you direct to the show in Sydney.
It's the sort of service where they like open the door and stuff for you, so you feel like a superstar, like a VIP.
Yeah, so we're doing our blitz right now.
I love the bosses have called this the Naughty List. It's really funny.
I don't say the naughtiness, I say the lucky list. So this is our standby list. Good morning, Judy.
Hey, Judy.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
How good would that be? Do you know who you would take if you were to win this?
I would probably take two of my older daughters and my daughter-in-law and one of my best friends.
Oh, good stuff. Aww. Good stuff. You're on the list. You're on the naughty list, Judy. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Let's meet our next naughty list contender, Casey.
Casey's here. Hello, Casey.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Oh, you're on the naughty list.
Oh, awesome.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's exciting.
You like Channing Tatum? You think he's a sexy man, Casey?
Oh, yes. He doesn't.
Unfortunately, I don't think he's performing, but he's trained all these boys with the moves.
It will be awesome if they've been trained by him. Yeah. I have a friend getting married next year, so I thought this would be a perfect way to celebrate.
That'd be nice. All right, thanks, Casey. You're on the list.
Leah. Hello, Leah. How are you?
Good, thank you.
You're on the list.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Another naughty one on there. Done.
Thank you.
No worries. Thank you very much. One more?
One more. Why not? We're going to Jamie Lee. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What makes you want to go and see Magic Mike Live in Sydney?
Something new and not what I see at home.
That's a great answer. Yeah.
Your man isn't a great dancer, is what you're saying?
Nothing's amazing.
Well, you're on the list. Who are you going to take if you win this?
I don't know. I'd have to pick between sisters or friends.
Oh, you're going to be like God among women.
I know.
You get a ticket.
Thanks,
you get a Jamie ticket.
Oh, this is awesome. Incredible. Thanks to Chase Limousines, Newcastle and the Hunter Valley's premium limousine service. We've got another Magic Mike Blitz coming up at 8 o'clock today.
Yeah, somewhere in the show. Stand by for that. This is going to go off. I can already see it. The phones are going wild.
I know.
I love that. Hey, guys, we all know Richard Wilkins, right, from the Today Show.
Yeah.
Classic TV host. He's legendary, some would say. Now, old Dickie Wilkins, look, he's quite gaffe-prone at times. Mm. Well, you might remember the big story that was out years ago when he said that actor Jeff Goldblum was dead. He reported that.
It was like a hoax.
Jade, he's alive.
I know, but it was sad finding out and you're like, oh, hold on, he's not dead.
Well, it was one of those like internet rumors that went around, and obviously he's thought, wow, this is breaking news. I'll get this on the air.
As an entertainment reporter, I must report.
Jeff Goldblum dead. He's done it again, guys.
Oh, no.
I'm starting to think this thing is a hit list. I'm going to tell you who he's declared dead
next on the show at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Oh, my God. I love Dickie Wilkins from the Today Show. He's one of Australia's most loved entertainment reporters, of course. The man's about 75. He doesn't look a day over 50.
Well, loved and also scary because, like you just said, people think he's from a wax museum.
I think he's not. I think it's scientifically proven he's 99% Botox. I think they did a study on it.
Do you guys remember a few years ago he declared falsely that actor Jeff Goldblum had died in a massive accident?
See, I didn't really remember this, but I do like Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, I love him, and that's why I remember it was such a sad day when I heard that.
So I've got the moment he reported on the death of Jeff Goldblum right here and the correction on the Today Show.
Have is in front of me a report saying that New Zealand police are saying that Jeff Goldblum fell from a cliff to his death while filming in New Zealand.
Yes, well, look, Jeff, it is Richard Wilkins here. Sir, it's great to have you in the country. Lovely to see you back on your feet. And
well, one of Australia's greatest TV moments, because he'd obviously just been given a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Quick, breaking news. We'll get this on first. You know, breakfast TV ratings wars are full on.
Yeah, that's right.
You want to get the news first, you know.
You want to be the place where things are discovered, right?
Unverified, clearly. Well, you thought, surely he would never make that mistake again. Yes, he has.
Oh, no.
Only yesterday on the Today Show, he declared that singer Bob Dylan was dead.
Still very much alive, both of these men, I should just make very clear.
Here it is.
Documents are kind of an insight into the songwriter because they're personal letters that he shared with other musicians, as well as like accounts of lyrics, including some inspired by Woody Guthrie, who he visited with.
We need to make a correction now. About half an hour ago in our entertainment chat, we incorrectly ran a banner on your screen about Bob Dylan. It was false. And we apologise for any
He ain't dead.
Oh.
Still alive. Both guys still alive. Nothing to panic about.
And you know what? Good practice for him having to learn to apologise.
He's quite skilled at that.
It's great.
Do you know what, though? I almost feel like he has a producer that trolls him with this stuff. You know, maybe he's a little bit difficult behind the scenes and, you know, the producer's like, I'll get him back.
Well, the sort of guy who will put just random stuff on the teleprompter to try and strip him up.
I'd be worried if I was, like, any celebrity out there because Richard Wilkins just might declare you dead. I think you said it yesterday, Jade. This thing is starting to sound like a hit list.
A hit list. He's got a vendetta against a celebrity. Let's just write him off dead for the day.
Give him a feel of what it's going to be like.
Do you know what? The Channel 9, like, the producers and stuff there, they have... on shows like the Today Show and for news bulletins, they have, like, obituary bits for when celebrities die pre-prepared.
Of course. Oh. If you're old and you're a celebrity, every TV station in the country is ready to roll.
So they probably have Dolly Parton's there ready to go.
Oh, absolutely.
How sad.
Do you reckon NBN News has yours ready to go?
No.
Do you know what, though? Imagine that person whose job it is to pull those out, like a library, when Richard Wilkins reports an old celebrity is dead.
You know what? We should...
Oh, we don't have Jeff Goldblum's. We don't have Bob Dylan's.
Maybe we should write each other's little obituaries.
Oh, no, thanks.
That seems very dark.
Really?
Yep.
Maybe we should be prepared.
How morbid.
No, I'm going to say...
it.
Do you know what? That's like sums Jade up perfectly. She's so into herself that she would even want to hear her own obituary.
Before she goes.
What would you say, Jade?
About yourself.
I don't know. You can't write it about yourself. That's a bit much.
We have to do each other's.
I think you'd write it.
No, I wouldn't.
Or at least have final edit over.
Are you like one of those people that plans their own funerals?
God, you guys are exhausted.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Oh, guys, we've got another amazing Stay in the Bay to give away.
Can I just interrupt you?
Yeah.
I really love how you're lassoing us into our place today. She's
what
like,
you
are dictating left, right, and center today, Jay.
Am I?
Guys, we need to sort next year out. We need to have a show meeting, blah, blah, blah. You've got your big girl pants on today.
It's very good. Sometimes you don't, and you just sit there and let it all happen around you, and then sometimes you're like, right.
We need
to whip these boys into shape.
We need to rate the music now.
Well, it's the end of the year.
Hang on. Can I play the Bidge Boss opener as you're reading this?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Maddie and Krivo.
All righty. We have another Stay in the Bay to give away. You could be kicking back and relaxing in a beautiful apartment with your mates or your family around you. And all you have to do to win is rate the music now at newfm.com.au. It's that easy. 8 minutes of your life and you could be enjoying a whole 800 plus hours
I've
at the
been
bay.
Saying 6 minutes.
See, really?
Yeah. It won't be 800 hours, by the way.
Oh,
it'll
well,
be,
you know. I'm terrible at math.
60.
Terrible at math. But I know it doesn't take that long to rate the music. It's actually really fun. And you could walk away a winner. So
yeah, you can win a holiday.
Get involved.
I love having my say on the music here.
I know you do, you I little know. Cherub.
So opinionated. Anyway, if we'll stop that Bitch Boss music, thank you. Hey, we're going to do an interesting topic next, Jade, and this kind of relates to you in a way.
Okay.
Are you a woman who asked the man to marry you?
Yes.
Now, this happened with you.
Mm.
Now, your situation was more of a, you forced him to ask you.
Well.
But, you know, some would say that that translates to you asking your husband to marry you. How was, like, why did you choose to make that decision?
Mm. Well, the thing is, okay, we've been together 16 years now. So, actually, I just found the ring and I just knew that was the ring for me. And I said to Ben, you know, look, it's been 14, 13 years. It's time.
If you don't put a ring on it, I'm out.
Yeah, basically. I said, this is the ring. I like this one. If we're not moving forward and I'm not getting that ring, well then this is it.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, it's obviously a social norm that people just expect the guy to do it. And this really fascinates me. We put a meme up on Facebook yesterday, and Judith says that her man proposed to her as well, and she proposed to her man as well. And she said, life's never been better. So what I thought we'd do, 131009, are you a woman who asked the man for their hand in marriage?
Well, you took control of the relationship. I think that's very important. Well, because sometimes, not all men, but they like to just go with the flow. They're not interested. Oh, it's just a bit of paper. No, it's more than that.
Question, real talk. Do you think the man should be the one to ask the woman, Krivo?
Oh, just, you know, it's the modern world. Don't really mind.
See, I think it should be the man.
I personally think it should be the man, too.
I think the man should be the one to get on his knee.
But
I feel like...
Maddie, you've got to be... Don't be so closed-minded and discriminatory, you know? There's all different relationships and types of people out there. All different types of love.
I personally would have loved it if Ben got on a knee, but the thing was I wasn't waiting around another 20 years.
Question, do you think you'd still be waiting for a proposal?
Yes.
If you hadn't have taken control of the situation?
100%. I guarantee you right now I still would have been waiting.
There we go.
All right, well, taking your calls next. Are you a woman who asked the man to marry?
Or are you thinking about it?
Yeah.
Because I can talk you into it. I can help you plan.
Jade's got all
the info. I can tell you
info.
How to make it happen. I did it.
Hang on.
Jade, Maddie and Krivo.
Bitch Boss is back.
Jade, Maddie and Krivo. The Novo.
13:10:09 this morning. Are you a woman who asked the man to marry you?
I'm in no ring, but ain't gonna be no misses.
And I have so much going on with this wedding. And
I love the way that you walk into
the room. Really? You kidding? I was born ready.
Yeah, we got on to this topic of conversation yesterday. Now, Jade, you asked your husband to marry you, and I just think that it's so wrong of a man to expect that. I think it should be the man to get down on his knee. I know it's old-fashioned.
I agree.
I know it's traditional, but I think it's just the way things should be.
Totally disagree. Like, it's a modern world. You guys are so stuck in the past. If some lady feels like she wants to ask her man to marry her, who cares?
So are you waiting for Emmy to propose
to
you?
No, I'm not like that, but I'm just saying if someone else wants to, who cares? Like, let people love the way they want to love.
No, okay.
Like, be a bit tolerant, you know? There's all sorts of different people out there.
No, let's unpack this.
Let's flip this. Let's flip this.
Yeah.
Don't tell me, Creevo, you wouldn't feel a little bit weird if Emmy got down on one knee and proposed to you.
Look,
wouldn't you feel like you failed as a man, your duty as a man?
No, I'd be surprised. But I'd just roll with it, you know? Like, I'm not saying that's happening, but I'm just saying if people want to have their own way of doing their relationship, who am I to stop them?
Okay, fair enough. Let's go to the phones. 13 10 09 if you want to get involved.
Morning, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. Now,
how
Sarah.
Are you?
Yeah, we're doing good. Are you a woman who asked the man to marry you?
I am.
All right. Now, tell us, what went through your mind before the proposal? Were you just like Jade and, you know, had some itchy feet and you thought, let's get this thing happening? What was your situation?
Well, he had been married before and, like, been engaged before. And then we'd sort of talked about eventually getting married. And then we'd planned a trip down to Melbourne and I thought, why not?
So how long were you together before you proposed?
3 years.
Okay, that's pretty decent.
Were you just like, this man is so good, I got to put a ring on it?
Basically, yeah.
What was his reaction?
He was very shocked. I was terrified. I have to give credit to guys. It is such a scary experience.
Hey, Sarah, tell us about the proposal. Like, where did you take him? Because I feel like if it's a man taking a woman out for a proposal, like, there's sort of like those set norms, like a restaurant, like a romantic place.
Rose
like,
petals on the bed.
Jade, it's not The Bachelor. where did you take him to propose?
Yeah, we were in Melbourne and we went to the Melbourne Eye. So I waited till we got to the top.
Oh, you're sweet.
That's a romantic spot.
Are you disappointed that he didn't propose to you, though?
No, not really. Like I said, I'd been engaged before, so I'd already had that experience. But it was just as special, and then I got to end up choosing my own ring, so it worked out well.
Oh, congratulations. And
sounds smart to me.
Have you tied the knot?
No, not yet. We're building a house at the moment, so we've had to put all our money into that.
Oh, congratulations. Yes.
How exciting.
Oh, good on you.
Thanks for joining the show. Thanks for listening. Oh, that's the sweetest story.
See,
I'm flipping. I'm a big old flip-flop.
You good
know.
On you, Maddie.
Yeah, you're flip. I'm not flipping. I'd still say, I'm the girl. I made it happen. But
you
I'd,
did it.
But I'd still would have liked Ben to have got on a knee and popped the question. Although, he did say to me, on our 20th anniversary, we are planning on getting married again. And I think he's going to do it all properly then.
How many years you got to wait?
What are we now? 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Another 4 years.
Oh, sweet.
And I get
plenty of time to prepare.
Yeah.
Great for the show. Another wedding.
Oh, another wedding.
Fantastic.
Oh, I get another ring. Like,
that's all you care about.
So do you think you guys will have kids after the second wedding?
Maybe. I don't know. Well, we want to get married. We'll do it all over again. Guys, you're invited.
Oh, really? Yeah. How exciting.
The afterthought wedding. That's quarter past seven. Love it or loathe it up next.
That it is. We're going to be talking a new product along the lines with Cadbury chocolate.
Oh, yum.
Ah, stop it.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it.
All right, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. And I want to talk Cadbury Dairy Milk Chocolate. Are you guys fans or not? Love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Love it.
Ooh, it's the best. You know, it tastes way better in Australia than it does overseas. Apparently,
The Aussie milk, you know?
Yeah, and the preservatives they put over here, they don't put over there, makes it taste better here because obviously it's a lot hotter.
Well, now, that's more delicious preservative. Never heard that.
Yeah. Now, so it doesn't melt.
The best type of chocolate. Like, take your Lindt, take all your fancy chocolates out of the equation. Cadbury Dairy Milk Chocolate is the king, in my opinion.
I do remember some time ago that you said you're able to demolish a certain amount. What is that amount?
You know those big family blocks you get from Woolworths or Coles? For $5, and they're like double blocks. I could easily go through one of those in one sitting.
Are they a half kilo?
Yeah, 500 grams.
So, good news for you, Maddie.
Yeah.
They now have 10 kilo blocks available.
What?
Yeah.
Like, 10 kilos.
Now, normally, they say, great for trivia nights and big family gatherings.
10 kilos.
Let me look at the 10 kilos.
That's the biggest, like, bag of rice you can buy at, you know, at Woolworth or whatever. You know, these huge ones that come in, like, with the little handles and the cloth bag.
Talk to us about the packaging.
Oh. It just looks like a giant block.
So, okay, it's, you know, those giant checks that they give you? That's what it is. It's the size of a giant fake check when you win the lotto.
It's that sort of vibe.
Wow.
That's the size of an 8-year-old child.
Yep.
You know what, though? It's false advertising because it's not one giant block. It's actually lots of mini blocks inside it.
Doesn't matter. It's in a big package. It's a big package.
Look at his little grinning face.
Maddie loves a big package, don't you?
Absolutely.
A huge package. Oh, well, it's the block for you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. So they've also got a few other new things out. You know how they've got, like, been around for a while, like the picnic ice creams, the crunchy, that sort of stuff. Now you can get it in a big old tub. So, you know, movie night where you're doing the whole spoon out of the tub thing.
Do you know what I've noticed with our food recently here in our country? We're starting to, like, supersize everything, like
not
America.
No.
I mean, honestly, the idea of buying a 10-kilo block of Dairy Milk chocolate really does tickle my pickle, but I don't think I would actually go and buy it.
I'll be honest, I'm never buying that.
Like, where would you store it? Your whole fridge would just be full of
one big thing.
My mum would be mortified. She'd be like, Jade, didn't I teach you anything growing
Put
up?
Put that away. Anyway,
do you like Cadbury chocolate, Creevo? Because you're a little bit fancy.
I don't mind the one that has hazelnuts in it, but other than that, no, just the plain one, bit basic for me.
What chocolate are you buying if you're sitting down in front of the TV?
Ferrero Rocher.
Yes, please.
God, you're a snob at times.
Well, I know you inside out.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
All right, news is up next. We've done our chocolate chat. Anyway, oh, you've got something to play.
I've got something for you. There you go. I'm happy now. News time up next. 7:28 with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo. And stand by because we have another Magic Mike VIP Blitz happening before 9 o'clock this morning at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Jade, you're a big Brisbane Broncos fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Of course, you're from Queensland. Now, I know you're a fan of the wooden spoon.
No,
just generally,
it was horrible.
But like
terrible.
What's your advice for the boys at the Brisbane Broncos for a better season in 2021?
Not to get the wooden spoon again.
Not to get the wooden spoon. Look, I don't pretend to know the ins and outs and every aspect of the game, but I guess I would probably say know your role. Good communication on the field and
better eye contact.
Yeah, and don't get caught up on social media and, you know, wanting to be bigger than who you are. You can't be bigger than the team. So
yeah, I think that's great advice for anyone in a team. A
lot of parallels I'm sensing.
not to get bigger than the team and know your role.
Well, it's true. You know your role. You all like know your position, know what you have to do, and you communicate on the field. It's a sure win.
And then,
you know,
assistant coach Jade.
That's just, I don't know. That's
you and Kevin Walters.
My advice from playing team sport in the past.
I love it. Thanks, Jade.
You're welcome.
Bit of sports chat for the month. We've ticked that quota.
Yep, ding. Done.
Hang on. There it is.
Yes.
Men of Newcastle satisfied.
To the management team here. See, we do talk about sports sometimes.
Yeah, we do. But we're about to play another game which Newcastle likes to get behind. It's What's My Age Again? This is basically where we try and guess your age based on a couple of questions that we ask you
and
your voice. So if you would like to play 13-10-09.
Let's look at the leaderboard right now for What's My Age Again.
Maddie,
who's leading?
You're on 10.
Excellent.
I'm on 7 and Crevo's on 5.
Six. Really crappy at this game, Crevo.
I'm on 6. I'm 1 behind Jay.
3, 4, 5. Oh, sorry, you are on 6.
And
got
3
some
behind
catching
you.
Up today, 7, guys. Yeah.
7, 6 and 10. So,
very
there you
good.
Have it.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
Too much.
Yeah, we love this game, What's My Age Again? Basically, we think we're pretty good at guessing people's ages based on their voice because we talk to a lot of people via the phone. So we're going to ask you a couple of questions, and the person who guesses the closest to your age without going over gets a gold star on our tally board. Maddie is in the lead. He seems to be the best at this on 10. I'm on 7, and Crevo is following closely on 6.
Okay, let's go to our first caller this morning. Hello, Peppy. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you guys?
We are doing well, my friend. Okay, question number one for you, Peppy. Are you on TikTok?
No.
Okay, and what was the last fast food that you purchased?
Kebab from Beaumont Street.
Tasty.
Peppy.
Okay, Jade, you first. How old is Peppy?
I think you are 36.
I'm going to say 37. I feel it inside.
I think you're 38.
Well, guys, thanks for the compliment, but I'm 47.
Oh, Jade.
Point for me.
Oh, no, you, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, what did I say? 36, yeah.
Closest without going over. Yeah. Thanks, man. Appreciate
thanks,
your call.
Thanks, Peppy. Have a good one.
Hey.
All right, let's go to Alison. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you, too. All right, first question for you. What was the last thing that you purchased from Bunnings?
Oh, probably plants.
Plants. All right, Jade, next question.
Okie dokies. So, Lauren, do you play any sport or go to the gym regularly?
That'd be a big no.
Okay, I know how old you are. Closest without going over wins the point. You are 43.
I think you are 44.
I think you're 38.
Oh, thanks, Jade. 48.
Oh, point for me.
Oh,
boom. Again. There you go, Crevo. Happy
back.
Days.
On
thanks
the move.
Righto, we're going to Lauren. Good morning. G'day, Lauren.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the show. So, Lauren, have you ever played a pinball machine? And if you have, are you a good player?
I have played, and no, I'm not.
Okay, interesting, because if you were good... That's, you know, pinball's a bit of an older game.
I love pinball.
Okay, another question for you, Lauren. Do you own a matching set of plates, cups and wine glasses?
I do. Sadly, I do.
That's quite mature, isn't it?
Revo, off
or
you go.
OCD.
I think you...
OCD?
I think you're 37.
Jade?
Oh, I'm going to go with, I reckon you're 41.
You're 46.
That's so sad. I'm 29.
So that means...
No one.
No. Yeah, without going over. Yeah. No points.
Oh, you fooled us. Good job.
Wow.
29.
You have a mature voice.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a bad thing. Bad.
Yeah, that just means you'll be doing really good in phone job interviews.
True.
Have you got a good job? I bet you do.
Yes, I'm an accountant.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was gonna say,
smashing it.
You sound like a young professional.
Killing it at life. Of course you are. Well, thanks for playing, everyone.
Yeah, you can almost flew. See, that's interesting, Jade. She's almost the anti you.
What
like,
do you mean?
You're 35 almost, but you sound like you're 22.
Yeah, it's true.
You guys are opposites.
Hey, guys, love the that. Big race, the Novos 500, all thanks to Total Tools, is happening this weekend. We are so excited. It's our next big live stream event, the pre-show entertainment, Kiss tribute band, Kisstortion.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great. We're going to have a recap of what to expect this weekend on the show next. New FM, good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. For Total Tools, Sandgate and Warners Bay. Every tool, every trade. And Go Karts Go. Port Meadow, Nelson Bay, Hunter Valley and Cameron Park. GoKartsGo.com.au for info. The Total Tools Novos 500.
Oh, guys, 4 days until Newcastle's biggest sporting event this year. Screw the Wallabies versus Argentina.
What's that even about?
This is the only race that matters. The supercars, Kiss, they both turn their backs on our city. So we thought, how can we rectify this?
Mm-hmm.
So we have our very own Total Tools Novo's 500 go-kart race, representing our four regions, me, Team Newcastle, Jade.
Port Stevens!
Our Maitland and the Hunter Valley.
Oh, look, you don't even know which team you're supporting,
Freeman. It's a bit of a mouthful.
And Hamish.
Lane Macquarie.
Yes, of course.
Good.
Thank you.
Got your wits about you.
Prompt. We've all picked our team members. Now, as I said, the race is approaching. Now, of course, I don't have my license, and this is one of the big criticisms that you guys have thrown at me during the process of this.
I'm surprised you're even allowed to go on the track.
Yeah, behind the wheel.
You've given me a driving lesson, Crevo. I'm not that bad. Well, look, to be fair, I was driving a box, your van.
Question, Maddie, in all seriousness, do they have to give you a fake little license for on the go-kart?
Like a little kid's one?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? I'm
like
sure
they draw a picture of you?
I'm sure you guys will do the old classic FM radio stitch-up and get me one.
I love it.
That.
Yeah, we'll definitely
be baby license.
There's something for socials.
Real talk, though. We've got a big training session coming up, and I've been looking into some like tips and tricks when it comes to go-karting online. Do you guys have any strategies in place of,
100%.
You know, how you're going to win this thing?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the main thing I'll be focusing on, aside from speed, of course, is trying to cut down distance.
No, cut down. So you're going to be following the racing line.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Because, I mean, I feel like there's a lot to be gained over a couple of laps, especially.
Well, the thing is, you want to move fast through the corners to get the quickest possible.
Mr. Google has really helped me out on this one.
Oh, good.
And I'm really glad that I've relied on the internet to help me here because I'm a little bit worried. It's actually stressed me out even more. I'm just going to share some go-karting tips with you right now.
Yeah.
And I want to just test you guys and see if you're across these things.
Yeah,
because if you're not, it fills me with confidence. Okay, one of them is don't lean. It says avoid leaning towards the apex when you're turning. This puts more weight over your inside wheels, which can make it harder to straighten up after a turn. Did you guys know that?
I didn't, but that makes sense.
Yeah, you'd want to keep your center of gravity.
Excellent. One less bit of weight on my shoulders. You don't even know that basic fact, guys.
Didn't know.
Even with a car license. The next tip.
not much turning into corners physically when you're driving
it doesn't apply.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't regular driving, Hamish.
I know.
Go-kart driving.
Exactly.
One pedal at a time. Stick to using one pedal at a time when you're racing. Pressing both pedals at the same time can cause you to spin out and lose control.
Oh, well, that makes total sense. You know, everyone knows that.
Look ahead.
What?
Well, I mean, like, that's a given. When you're driving so close to the ground, everything seems twice as fast. Looking ahead will help make everything appear slower and help you make decisions for navigating turns earlier on.
Just quickly, with the look ahead and staying focused, on the straight line, the thing is, myself, Crevo and Hamish, we're all in relationships. If there's a bit of eye candy on the go-kart track, Maddie, you're going to get distracted very easily.
Some would say people in relationships stray more because you can't have it.
Absolutely.
That's not true.
Do you know what? You ain't going to trick me with that, Jay.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to be fooled with
that. I was planning on hiring a model for the day.
I've been standing on the straight. The crew from Magic Mike, they're coming up. We're going to get them to
There's a different story. Use every part of the track. The wider you approach each turn, the easier it is to get close to the apex. Getting right on the apex will minimize the length of your turn and the time it takes to navigate.
Yeah. Good racing line.
Yeah, I know about that. Hairpin, double hairpin, and the right angle.
Can I just look? I'm going to ask a question.
Yeah.
What's an apex?
That's like the
middle line?
The center of the corner.
Okay. Well, I had an idea that that's what it was. Mm. But I'm glad you mentioned the hairpin and the double hairpin, Jay, because
I feel like you've mentioned that here as well.
No, I've actually been researching over the last couple of days. I kid you not.
Show us your computer.
All right. I'll show you my computer right now.
Click out of that.
I haven't clicked out on anything.
Look. I just saw you click out.
No.
Classic.
Double hairpin. I'm all over it. I was chatting to Wade, my partner for the Port Stevens team yesterday, because obviously we're gearing up for the big practice run on the track tomorrow.
That's
6 p.m. Go-karts go at Broadmeadow. It's happening.
Do you know what, guys?
What?
This is what I'm relying on.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the Eric the Eel. of racing, you know, of the go-kart racing. That's going to be me.
Everyone else will fall over.
Absolutely.
And Maddie will, like, slowly stream through the front.
That's my winning strategy.
I love it. Oh, well, it's all happening tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, the big training course,
of course. The big training session.
It's all for Total Tools, Sandgate and Warners Bay. Every tool, every trade in go-karts go Broadmeadow, Nelson Bay, Hunter Valley and Cameron Park. Go-kartsgo.com.au for info, guys.
Yeah, come on, Port Steven.
Jade, Maddie and Creeso, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Hey, Misha, I have a question for you. Now, I was just obviously listening to your news and having a look at the TV in here. 28 days New South Wales has gone without an unlinked COVID-19 local transmission case. Now, there's a lot of chat about the border opening for Sydney residents and the like for Christmas. Do you know any inside information on when we can expect an announcement?
Oh, not particularly. It could be an announcement today. You're talking about the Queensland border.
Because we can go from Newcastle.
You can, yes, absolutely.
I'm going on holiday.
Right.
I plan to go on holidays in December with my friends from Sydney. And it's really awkward because we just can't make any plans whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, it's all right for me to go up, but not for them.
So you've put a deposit down, all of you,
hope that Anastasia will open the borders.
Wow.
I think it's time, honestly. Like we've been in control of our COVID-19 cases. The contact tracing team have done an incredible job here. Surely it's time to open up the borders fully so people can see their family, their friends. It's a human thing.
Write Anastasia a letter.
Yeah,
well,
sure.
She ain't going to listen to me.
Yeah, and she's
not
going to
open
And
it.
You know what annoys
me?
Now this thing with Gladys and her COVID test situation where she took a test and had meetings after it. Anastasia Palaszczuk is going to love that. It's so annoying. I just want them to open.
I know.
So
Maddie.
Frustrating.
It should be fine. I reckon you'll be right.
I think I will be too. Otherwise, it's going to be a very expensive holiday by myself.
All on your lonesome in big three-bedroom apartments everywhere.
No, it's just like a thing. People need to make plans, you know.
That's true.
It's
that's
Christmas true. Time.
It
We've
is.
Got it under control. Anyway, that's my two cents.
That's your bit on it. Guys, right now, if you want to win, or go in the draw rather, to win tickets to go see the Magic Mike live show down in Sydney, this is presented by Channing Tatum, plus limo rides to and from in the beautiful stretch Hummer, all thanks to Chase Limousines, 13:10:09. To go into the draw.
Oh, yeah.
Right at this moment in Newcastle, this is the best thing you can win on radio.
Five friends.
Six of you. Imagine six of you cruising down the highway in the big Hummer, like VIPs.
Going to see some Men in Muscles.
Going to see that show and then cruising right back home like the stars that you are.
Oh, I love
13:10:09 to go in the draw. We're going to get some people on the air next for our big Magic Mike Live Blitz.
Excellent. Right now, Pseudo Echo, this is Funky Town at New FM. Imagine the playlist. You have to get a playlist for the limo on the way down.
Definitely.
Oh, not with Chase Limousines. They've got the whole setup rigged up, ready to go.
Oh, I know. You can even watch music videos in that Hummer. We rode around in it before. It's so good.
Jade, Maddie and Creeso, the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Channing Tatum's Magic Mike Live.
From December 17 at the Entertainment Quarter, Sydney.
Yeah, and a big thanks to Chase Limousines, Newcastle and the Hunter Valley's premium limousine service.
We love these guys.
They are awesome. You and five friends could be cruising down to Sydney in a stretch Hummer. Imagine you're all in the back there having a great time. That's part of the party, right?
Mm.
Then you go and see Magic Mike Live, presented by Channing Tatum. He's been training up these guys over in the US, ready to go. It's going to be incredible. What a show, right?
Yeah, what a great way to end the year.
You need to keep it locked on UFM with us and all day to get your name on this standby list. It's going to be massive. Let's kick it off, shall we?
Yeah.
As many people on the list as we can right now. Let's go.
3, 2, 1. Congratulations, Mandy. You're on the list.
Thank you so much. Hopefully I win. I can't wait.
You're vibing this, aren't you?
I am. Anything to do with Channing, well, this is the closest I'll ever get, so bring it on.
How lovely. I love that.
Are you in a relationship? You're single? What's your situation?
No, I am single.
Yeah,
so
right.
A break from the kids and a room full of, like, you know, men dancing. Oh. Bring it on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sounds good.
Sounds like
good
you
night
deserve
for you.
It.
Congratulations, Mandy. We've got to get through as many as we can right now. Crystal, hello. You're on the list.
Hello. I can't wait.
Love
good
it.
Luck. Good
keep,
luck.
Keep on calling 131009.
Trish, congratulations. You're on the list. All right.
Trish, are you on the list? You want to be on the list or not?
Yes, woohoo.
Woohoo. Thank
woo-hoo.
You.
Right, very good. Stuff. Ooh, fingers crossed.
All right, we're going to Robbie. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Fingers crossed you win. You're on the standby list.
Who are you taking, Robbie, if you win this thing?
Oh, look, I'll take you, Maddie.
Oh, do you know what?
Maddie's like,
I'd
oh,
love to
entry.
Go.
You should see Maddie's grin right now.
I really would. This is one of those instances where you think where you like want to win the prize you're giving away. You're a little bit jelly. A couple more.
Yeah.
Let's go to Christine. You're on the naughty list.
Hey, that's so awesome. I would absolutely love to win. It's a night with the girls. Perfect. Surrounded by gorgeous men. I'm so looking forward to it if I win.
When was the last girls' night you had?
Oh, probably about 2 years ago.
Oh, jeez.
You're stinging for it, aren't you?
I'm definitely...
Oh, love this. The lines are going off. All right, one more. We need to draw it somewhere. Okay, here we go.
All right, so Rachel, well done. You're on the standby list.
Thank you very much. It's fantastic.
Oh, this is so
good.
Congratulations. All day at work, you have to keep it on UFM for your chance to get on the standby list. It's going to be massive. Mm. And like you said, a big thanks to Chase Limousines for hooking this up. It's going to be great.
Should be awesome. I can't wait to give that away.
Very good.
Can you imagine the hysteria?
Oh,
no. The screams. You'd want to take earplugs.
Yeah.
Not kidding. Or room for a stadium, actually.
Do you know what I want to do?
Screaming women.
Do you know what I want to do for the winner?
What?
So when we draw this on Monday, I'd love to send a stripper around to somebody's work or home to deliver the good news.
That sounds like a bit of fun. If we can organise that, that would be really cool.
When I say stripper, I mean fatogram.
What's made you pick that?
I don't know. I think it'd be funny.
Just randomly a bit of fun.
Oh, well, we'll see how we go.
Hopefully we can organise that.
JD, darling, we need to do a big intervention with you next.
Oh, awesome. I love it when this comes round. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a while. And it's just I noticed something last night, and it just really opened my eyes to how much you've been overtaking something that, one, should be for the whole team.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking Instagram. You know what I mean.
Ooh, okay.
I can't
Maybe.
Wait to hear about this.
I don't know.
I'm going to explain more.
I need more details.
For those playing at home, have a look at Jade Maddie Crevo for this next topic because you're going to understand what I mean.
Jade Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Jade, it's time for your intervention. Yeah, we're talking Instagram today. Now, Jade, I was scrolling through my feed last night and we have like our show Instagram account at Jade Maddie Crevo. Appreciate a follow. Thank you. But having a look at it, I started noticing that 80% of it is you, like pictures of you.
Is it? See, I haven't kept too close a tab on the percentages. I haven't tallied it up.
Now, management like to say to us here, this show, 33.5 each. So, you know, we've all got an equal share of the show, basically.
Yeah.
I just want to run through the last few posts on the Jade Maddie Crevo Instagram account.
Okay.
I actually feel like you're using this as like your secondary Instagram account.
All right. Look, I'm keeping an open mind right
now. Okay. So the first post was 13 hours ago. You've posted three pictures of the photo shoot you've just recently done with your husband and dogs.
Yes.
The Christmas photo shoot.
That's nice.
The caption to this photo, or these photos, are, "We all just fell in love with Jade's family. Oops, we mean Christmas family photo shoot." So, one, you've said it like as if we've written this for you.
Yeah.
Even though you've written it yourself.
What's wrong with that?
I understand that. You've got some Christmas photos done. I like that. You post them. It's about your life. You scroll down to the next photo.
Yep.
"Today was Jade and Ben's Christmas family photo shoot. Listen tomorrow to get the full wrap."
That's called teasing and promoting our show for the next day on the Monday.
Okay, all right, two in a row,
another,
fair enough.
Another three pictures, Crevo, of the dogs on their little outing there.
Oh, different ones too, yeah.
People love pets.
That they do, that they do.
Okay, I'll accept this. There's a picture of us at your partner Amy's party. That's an acceptable post.
Oh, read that. Read the, what's it say?
It says, "Party at Millionaire Mark's."
little dig at me. That's cool. I can accept that.
Now, the next post is about your Hope in a Suitcase thing, which I think is great, what you're doing there. So you're providing, like,
charity
suitcases for foster kids.
Yeah, I like that.
I just want to point out, though, you've recently had your hair done. You've tagged Mop Hair in this post. Crevo, can you see, like, the blowing of the hair? Almost like she's set up a fan in front of herself.
Have you got someone with the old leaf blower, like Sophie
Monk?
The next post.
But, yeah.
Oh, it's you, again, trying your husband Ben's stout beer. "Ben tells me how good his stouts taste. This is me finally giving one a try." The next post is something we've done, yes.
Yeah, it's a little some joint. There's some joint ventures there. Now, can I, in my defense now.
All right.
I was told to run the Instagram account.
I don't remember that conversation.
Crevo?
I think you're sort of doing social media overall.
Correct.
But
and it was
still
discussed.
Be a mixture, you know.
And I actually brought up, I said to you guys, you need to start sending me things or get on there yourself and start uploading, because I pointed it out that it shouldn't all be me. And you guys said, oh, but it's too hard having to run social media accounts. I barely run my own.
So, Maddie, do you think we should maybe get some more photos of us?
Yeah, but we need to exclude Jade, I think.
Like
we need to balance it up.
All right.
That's okay.
Is that
boys
all right?
Boys lunch.
Boys lunch, all right. And we'll get some good photos
do
of us.
Do what you need to do. But, you know, happy to upload more photos of you, but you don't send me any content, so I can't do that.
All
4:33 and a half. No one's bigger than the show themselves.
So if you follow Jade on @TheJadeLeader and follow @JadeMaddieCrevo, you'll notice it's the same post.
Is there any crossover?
You're not getting anything new. Yeah, lots of crossover.
Oh, some, not really, though. I do exclusive content on my own.
Exclusive.
So, let me just clarify this. If we send you a picture, Jade, does it guarantee that it'll go onto the station's Instagram account?
100%.
Or are you the gatekeeper on this one?
No, you determine. Happy. Okay. Write the caption, send me the picture, and I'll upload it
for you.
Or you can just do it yourself.
This is what we're going to do, boys. We're taking this thing over. You have been banned as of this moment for a week from posting any content on the Jade Maddie Crevo Instagram account. Solely the boys this week.
Okay. What if it's for charity, though? I have one charity post I need to do.
You've already done one. Do it on your own, Del.
Okay, we'll follow @TheJadeLeader.
Promoting your own brand.
Ring the shame bell.
On yourself.
Let me do it.
All right, you'll get joy out of it.
Shame.
Yeah.
All right, so is it Lads Week now?
Yeah, Lads Week on our Instagram account. No posts.
I won't post. It'll be interesting to see how well you go at
I want you to log
posting.
Out. I want you to log out.
I can't log out.
Not relinquishing control.
Hamish, she'll
recount.
I'll watch on.
Time for a recount.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
God, you turn quick, Crevo.
What do you mean?
Oh, you're just winding me up.
Yeah, it's a bit of
Who's
fun.
Who's going to talk? Who's going to talk? Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Not too bad.
Excellent.
105 commercial free coming up.
Oh, I love this song.
Keala Settle, yeah, from The Greatest Showman. I like it too. It's motivational. It puts you in a good mood. Smash Mouth, everyone's go-to thing to say about this is
let's
true.
Watch Shrek when we get home.
I was going to say, I've never seen this movie.
Really?
I've never seen a Shrek movie.
Oh, my God.
You haven't missed a lot.
Come on around.
Oh, Shrek's pretty good.
You promised me, Jackson, a lunch date this week. We can go around and watch Shrek.
He's quickly changed the song.
Shame.
No, we'll do that. 5 Seconds of Summer as well, and Young Blood. It's coming up.
Nice one.
I love how you did that on air, Jade.
What?
So you've got audio proof of Jackson saying you guys will have lunch?
Yeah, no.
You'll be playing that back to him.
Well, now you've got all of this free time. Now you're banned from our Instagram, so...
Well, that's true, Jackson.
Got to fill it
yeah,
somehow.
That's true.
We can maybe create our own or something.
Oh, but I only like doing it for the gram, Jade, so...
Yeah, that's okay. I can just suck it up and go with that.
It is Lads Week on, you know, at Jade Medi Crevo on Instagram. So if you want to see how all that unfolds, Jackson, you're one of the lads.
Yeah.
Are you going to add some stuff to it as well?
I might contribute.
Excellent.
Sorry, Jade.
Fun. Boys on the gram.
I'm already getting withdrawals. I don't like
Jade's already, like, making notes and critiquing the first post. He didn't do 60 million hashtags.
Yeah.
Maybe people don't want that, you know?
Maybe they just want a photo.
Maybe they just want some sausage fest in their feed.
Boys on the gram.
They're going to get it.
Jade Maddie Crevo, give us a follow.
But, guys, we are doing something pretty incredible here at New FM. We have our New FM Giving Tree. We're doing this with the Samaritans. It's open now at Westfield Guitara. So if you are doing Christmas shopping at the moment, you can buy something a little extra. Maybe it's a toiletry bag. You know, it can be a Lynx deodorant set. Whatever you can afford and whatever you can put underneath the tree.
It's a great cause.
Goes to families in need at Christmas. And we're going to be chatting after this to Beth Hanna. She's emergency relief coordinator for the Samaritans. She works very closely with people who are in need at Christmas. And she's going to tell us some incredible stories of how the Giving Tree has touched people's lives.
And basically, if you are looking to add to the Giving Tree, it's located next to the concierge at Westfield Guitara. You can't miss it. Just unwrapped, pop your present under there, and the staff there will collect those at the end of the day for us. So would really appreciate your help on this one.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Tell me if
you're really there. Head to newfm.com.au for great tips on affordable gift ideas.
Supporting those who need us most this year.
The Samaritans, Westfield Guitara and 105.3 New FM.
That's right. We have teamed up with the Samaritans this year for the New FM Giving Tree. This is where you can go and you can drop off a prezi underneath the tree, unwrapped, and it's going to be going to the Samaritans who are going to be giving it to families in need at Christmas. It's on level 2 next to the concierge desk. If you can get involved, it would be very much appreciated. And right now we're talking to Beth Hanna. She's the emergency relief coordinator for the Samaritans. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Beth.
Yeah. Hey, how are you going?
Thank you. So you've been with the Samaritans for quite a while, and you see the incredible work that the Giving Tree does each year for families in need. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That's right. I started with Samaritans about 7 years ago now, and the first role that I had was as the coordinator of the what we call ourselves a toy warehouse, which is a great initiative that has been going on for much longer than I've been around.
Yeah.
That allows us to support local families who are doing it tough at Christmas time, and at least we can help them provide gifts to their children.
Hey, Beth, tell us, we are super proud to be a part of this, and thank you for joining us on this. But I do have a question. In terms of the families these help, like what qualifies a family to get this help at Christmas?
Well, it's just it's people that we've that come to our emergency relief centres that we have in the local area who are in financial hardship and are just sort of finding it too difficult to manage to provide by the time they put food on the table, pay the rent, electricity, gas bills, that, you know, car rego, that sort of stuff. The money that they get just doesn't stretch far enough to be able for them to provide some gifts for their children and have a nice Christmas.
So how many, like, families or gifts do you reckon you guys give out on each year?
Generally, I suppose, about 300 families.
Wow.
We assist, and, like, and they've... So that's family numbers, and it's quite often for those families to have 3 and 4 children.
Wow. So potentially, like, almost 1,000 people, like, you know, getting a gift or so from you guys in this time of, you know, that people really need a helping hand.
Yeah, they really do. See, this year it's been such a tough year for a lot of people. Christmas is always time for people who have got, is always a hard time for people who are on limited income, but throw in the COVID stuff that's been going on this year, it's sort of been extra difficult. So yeah, and of course the big thing is that these are the gifts that we're able to give are all donated by the local community for local families in need. So
Beth, what are the best gifts to put underneath the tree?
Well, we sort of like, you know, anything that sort of kids like for Christmas. Usually we find, we've been through all of the trends, you know, there was the Harry Potter years, there was the Frozen Yeah, you can tell what's the trending toy at the moment. But pretty much anything, you know, like kids all like to play with like with cricket sets or balls, puzzles, books, dolls.
Okay.
You name it. Yeah, anything at all is very helpful.
Do you know what? It is a great cause. And when I was a child, our family had to rely on the Samaritans one Christmas. And there was nothing like the feeling when, you know, things were pretty bad at home and, you know, you get that knock at the door and even though it's a stranger, I've never forgotten that feeling of, wow, Christmas has been made. And it's just such an incredible thing you guys do because as much as all of us take it for granted, you know, Christmas, you know, how can people not have presents and all that stuff? Like, it's just, like you said before, the number of people out there in our region alone that can't afford to have Christmas this year is so many. And I think it's great what you're doing. So we really appreciate it.
Yeah, look, it's our pleasure, of course. And I guess in the years that I've been doing it, there are one or two particular families have sort of stuck in my mind, you know, women who have just left...
Domestic violence cases a lot as well.
That's right. Pretty much they've kind of walked out with anything, without anything, really. And whilst they've got to organise new housing, sometimes income from Centrelink or something for themselves, that when it's this time of the year, they really want their kids to have a Christmas like other people do. And I recall a couple of people that I've seen that have the relief on their face when they see that we're able to provide for them is
priceless.
And I've got to say, whilst, as you said, it's a great, it's good what we're doing for people, what we get back from seeing the reaction of the people far outweighs anything. Yeah, it's really quite amazing to be part of.
So this is, you know, what we're dealing with. So if you can help in any way, just a small gift even, and put it under that giving tree at Westfield Qatar, just near the concierge desk, it'd be so appreciative because it's just going to turn up on some, you know, kids under their tree or whatever, and it's going to make their day.
Yeah.
You know, think about your family, how happy they are on Christmas Day. Why not treat one other person to that? That's all we're asking. Just a small thing, put it under that tree if you can.
Thanks so much for joining us, Beth.
Yeah, and thanks very much to New FM as well for being part of it.
No, thank you so
it's
much.
It's our pleasure.
And yeah, I'm proud of the station for getting behind this, especially this year. It's important.
Newey needs it, for sure. Guys, up next, we're going to try and give away $650.
Oh, now that'd help.
Wouldn't that help this Christmas? 13:10:09, we've got three sounds, and we gave away a massive clue yesterday for number two. The clue is, you do this when washing up.
Okay, take a listen. Here they are.
First one, of course, electric toothbrush, already sorted. We just need 2 and 3. You get those right, you get the cash. $650 big ones.
Yeah, and every single person that gets on the air for the cash cocktail will get an entry into the draw for our Friday party starter pack, all thanks to Newcastle Distilling Co. So playing next.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
The Novos Cash Cocktail. It's your chance to win cash. And only on Newcastle's new FM.
Cash, cash, money back. Cash, cash, money back. $650 up for grabs. That jackpot is starting to build into a tasty little Christmas pile.
Imagine if it gets to $2,000. Imagine someone walked away with that.
Oh. It would be great, wouldn't it?
It'd sound great for the show. 13-10-09 if you want to swing at this. Of course, everyone in the draw as well for our party starter pack, all thanks to the Newcastle Distilling Co. 12 delicious pre-mixed cocktail cans could be yours.
Premium stuff.
And, guys, it's our lucky day.
Why?
Staffy's called again. Good morning, Staffy.
Whoa, Staffy.
Staffy, hello.
Hello.
Hey,
oh,
man.
Welcome back. Welcome back. 2 in a day.
Yeah. No, thanks for sticking with us.
Staffy,
Look, the pleasure's all mine.
Staffy, we haven't heard of from you before. Are you new to the show?
Yeah, first time I rang, well, today, yeah.
Oh, so good. Welcome, welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for switching over.
I love it.
No worries.
I was thinking of
a Christmas thing. If you just wanted to bug something on for one of your contestants or whatever, they come out to my place, so I could cook them dinner and a little red rat without a fucking difference.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice, man.
Staffy, you need to sort your phone out, bro.
Yeah,
I don't know what's wrong with it.
It's not a great line.
Well, because you're at Rothbury, yeah?
God's country, yes.
Yes, yes. Yep. All right.
Place.
Let's do this. For $650, Staffy, what do you think sound 2 and sound 3 are?
Staffy.
This is where you guess, Staffy.
What do you think the sounds are?
I'm listening to the sound.
Oh, hang on. Here we go. There you go.
No idea.
I haven't heard the sound.
Thanks, Staffy.
Sorry, Staffy.
Call any time, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome to on the show. All right, it's Liam's turn. How you doing, man?
Hey, Liam.
How you going, bud?
Yeah, really good. You're ready to go with this?
Yeah, mate, I'm ready.
Okay, so, sounds 2 and 3. What are they?
Can I listen to them again, please?
Yeah.
Here we go.
What do you reckon?
I was going to say gargling water.
Yep.
And what's the other one?
A blender?
Ooh, incorrect.
Good guesses, but wrong.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
He's playing in the draw, though, for those cocktail cans.
Let's go to Clint. Good morning, Clint. How are you?
G'day, Clint.
Yeah, all right. Good, good, excellent. All right, mate, let's do this. We need the cash sound 2 and 3. What are they?
Would it be putting a glove on?
Oh, like a dishwashing glove?
Yeah, dishwashing glove.
Yeah, okay. And what do you think the third sound is?
Third sound, probably dropping the plug or dropping something in the water in the sink.
Good guess. Incorrect. Thank you, Clint.
Thanks for playing along.
Appreciate it. Those noises still up for grabs tomorrow's jackpot, $675.
Yeah. That's amazing.
So good. Well, guys, that's us done. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Stay off Instagram, please. Remember, your Insta ban is in place.
Yeah,
Day one. Very good.
And if you want to follow the lad's journey, at Jade Maddie Crevo.
God, we've gotten some cheeky plugs in today. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Savage Love, Jason Derulo coming up as we prepare to go 105 commercial free. I still love it. The Chainsmokers.
Yeah, I
and
like
Coldplay,
this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, something collab.
Yeah, it is good. It is good. It is nice. And this is fresh. It's Tones and Eyes Fly Away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I haven't heard this yet. Oh,
yeah.
Great.
I like the sound. It's a good vibe. I like Tones and I. I'm kind of jealous of Tones and I.
Why?
Because yeah, she's a busker and then she's like a millionaire now and it's like, you know.
Great life.
You'll be a rich man soon.
Yeah, but like I'm never going to get rich from busking. Like my story's not going to be good. It's going to be like, oh, I worked hard and became rich. Tones and I was like putting out the hat.
She wears terrible hats though.
That's true. I still think she looks like Elton John with a wig on.
I'd have to agree.
You just hate her, Jack.
You're not a fan. That's people okay. Like you can't
I
love everyone.
This song sounds good. I hate it as she goes.
Well, I haven't heard any of that yet, so.
Yeah, hold on. Let's take a listen.
Nah, not in this one. Nah, good, good. Oh, there's a little bit of that in there.
Don't forget, there's more chances to win those magic mic passes throughout the day. You've got to just keep it here on UFM if you want to go on that standby list. VIP limo transfers in the stretch Hummer. All thanks to Chase Limousine.
Hey, get on.
So good. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Jade, Maddie and Greaso.